Good evening, everybody. You're listening to the podcast, episode 562.
Can you hear that?
What is that?
I don't know. It sounds really weird.
Oh, I feel weird.
Did we get them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got them.
The podcast is recorded in front of a live chatroom audience.
Venga, venga, venga!
On a vu les gens partir, on a vu les gens souffrir, on a vu les gens vieillir, on a vu les gens mourir, on a vu les gens s'aimer et les mêmes se détester. On a vu les gens pleurer pour des douleurs oubliées. Sillonner les gares, accoudés au comptoir. On a vu des gens cons, on a vu des gens bons. On a vu des champions se griller au charbon. On a vu, on a vu, on a vu, on a vu. On s'est perdu. On a vu, on a vu, on a vu, on a vu. On a reçu. On a vidé des bouteilles, on a fait le tour du soleil. On a fréquenté des stars, perdu dans des tours d'ivoire, enfumé de brouillard. On a caressé des dunes, on est allé sur la lune, et on s'est senti Minus quand on a trouvé Vénus. On a vu, on a vu, on a vu, on a vu, on s'est perdu. On a vu, on a vu, on a vu, on a vu, on a reçu.
And that was On a Vu by Paris Byzance from somewhere in France. And that's pretty much all I got for this track, except that it was published in December 2018 on an EP titled Original Sound Multicultural. Good evening, everybody. This is the podcast episode 562, and I am not Dave.
And I am not Caroline. I remember doing a bumper very similar to this, but hi, surprise!
Surprise! Yeah, we got them.
We thought we'd change it up. So.
Yeah, we got them. Yeah,
we kidnapped them, and they are safely tied up downstairs in some dark room somewhere. Yeah. And we thought we'd take over the show. Mm-hmm. So
for no particular reason.
No, just because we wanted to really.
Yeah, really.
I just said to Dave, do you want a week off? And he went, yeah, how about tomorrow? It was like, okay. So, yes.
Yeah, well, we have to say that we had like 24 hours notice, which is like 23 hours more than we needed to do this.
It is a bit.
Yeah, it's not going to be better because we had a full day to prepare.
No, this is definitely podcasting at its worst.
Yeah.
Basically, us, we've picked our music and we've just kind of thrown everything else together. So please bear with us.
Yeah.
It's been a while since we've done this.
And
good to be back. Hello, yeah. Yannick.
Hello, Melanie. How are you?
I'm good. You?
Yeah, I'm fine. I took the 24 hours opportunity to completely change my setup.
We do a live show.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, yeah. Now I have five reasons to have something crash because I use five pieces of software to do this show. But yeah, it's working fine.
Don't jinx it.
Yeah. Should we go on with the music?
Yes. This next track is, bear with me one second, I'm not ready. Oh my God. See, told you. Okay, this is the Sugarlids with Pretty Sure Pretty Girl.
I was the one to judge. You said you've had enough and that you really want to be with me. What you get is more than what you see. At first you struck me like any other girl that I could find. When you looked me in the eyes, I knew that this was right. You're a pretty girl with a pretty name, but I'm pretty sure that you're not the same. Feels like you read my mind, and there's more than to judge. You said you've had enough and that you really wanna be with me. What you get is more than what you see. At first you struck me like any other girl that I could find. When you looked me in the eyes, I knew that this was right. You're a pretty girl with a pretty name, but I'm pretty sure that you're not the same. Feels like you read my mind, and there's more than name, but I'm pretty sure that you're not the same. Feels like you read my mind, and there's more than meets the eye. Pretty girl with a pretty name, but I'm pretty sure that you're not the same. Feels like you read my mind, and there's more than meets the eye. Pretty girl with a pretty name, but I'm pretty sure that you're not the same. Feels like you read my mind, and there's more than
you.
Friday nights, 9:30 p.m. UK time at thebookcast.org. Welcome to my house, buckle up tight. Everybody sings and drinks and laughs and gets high. I can say a little prayer, I can dance into the light, but I can't seem to get lucky. Can't wait another minute. I think I'm having the best time. When you hate to make up your mind, baby. Woo-hoo! It's the Bookcast, baby.
There she goes again, straight 10 out of 10. Every now and then, change of dress. Born in 98, never had to wait. Go ahead and say it, she's so blessed. Click the camera in her daddy's car. She's a superstar, you wouldn't have guessed. That she's wearing and it looks so natural. And she said that you were up like this. And if I don't find love, then I don't find love. You know the game is tough. Raise the camera up. Selena, 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 don't work out. Selena, 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 don't work out. Darcy hairline makes her face shine. Takes a photograph on the treadmill. Another duck face for the timeline. Don't we all wish we could be her? If you don't find love, then I don't find love. 'Cause the game is tough. Raise the camera up. Selena, 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 don't work out. Selena, 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 don't work out. To wait, go ahead and say it, she's so blessed. Click the camera in her daddy's car. She's a superstar, you wouldn't have guessed. That she's wearing and it looks unnatural. And she said that she will out like this. Selena, 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 don't work out. Selena, 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 don't work out. Selena,
and that was Michael Ellis with Selena Don't Work Out. Michael Ellis began his musical career at the age of 6 when he first took violin lessons. On his 9th birthday, he got his first electric guitar, and he has been playing rock and roll ever since. Over the last years, he had recorded several albums and EPs, about 14 altogether, containing lots of musical styles, from acoustic folk music via progressive rock and songwriter to pop and rock. This track was taken from his 2019 album Adequate Tunes. Find more about Michael Ellis over at www.michaelellis.de, because he's from Germany.
Wow! From Deutschland!
Yeah!
Right. That was really good. That was, I was bopping in my chair. Yeah. I missed this. It's so good. Before that was the Sugarlids with Pretty Sure, Pretty Girl. Now, Dave actually informed me in the chat room that apparently he's played it before, but by a different artist.
Well, that's his fault then.
Under a different title. So, yeah, blame him.
Yeah.
But I don't care. It's our show and we can do what we want. So I played it again. Now, The thing is about the sugar lids, they're from Luxembourg, but they're quite mysterious. They say we play colourful and vibrant music that will make your feet jump, and it certainly made mine jump. We hope you like it, and don't forget to share the love. Now, sharing it would be easier if there was actually a social media presence or even a band website. There was absolutely nothing other than the Jamendo profile. I couldn't find anything on them. So, sorry, guys. Can't give you any more information than that.
Yeah, if you're listening to this podcast, please contact Dave and Caroline. There's an email address that I don't remember, but I'm sure Dave will pass
yeah, Dave,
that.
Help. I don't know. Well,
yeah,
is it the love book? The book? I don't know. Let us know. We'll let you know.
Feedback at thebookcast.org. Yes.
Yes, just go to the website. All the information's on there.
Yeah, as you said, we're so professional.
Yeah, the most important thing we didn't get is contact for the show. We are so bad. We're really, really sorry. Sorry, we're being a bit giddy now. But, I mean, it's been, it must be getting 6 months since we last did this.
Yeah, maybe more.
I can't remember.
Probably more than that.
Over
a year, I think.
I kind of dropped off listening when I started work because I was so tired by Friday night. I started there in October.
Yeah.
It was probably getting on for about 12 months then.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, someone will know. The archivist will let us know.
Some people will say it was not long enough, but
probably. But I mean, the thing is, I mean, when we do these, we always get really good feedback from people in the chat room saying, "Oh, you know, you do a really good job and all this." And then Dave comes on, "Yeah, it was all right." You know, I'm so gonna get shouted at the end of the show. It's a good job he loves me, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Speaking of the chat room, sorry.
Yeah,
you were about to say
I was going to say, speaking of the chat room.
It's a great mic, see?
You see? It would almost seem like we prepared that.
We didn't. None of this is prepared.
No.
Okay, so in the chat room, there's a few names in that list. Mm-hmm. Erowen is in there. Gregorio SWVP. K5 Tux, me.
Yep.
Oz Tunin, who I know is definitely chatting because he's chatting away to some strange person in the chat room. And then we've got
that strange person.
It's called the Love Bug.
Don't know who's there.
He's having the night off, but he's still listening.
Mm-hmm. Hey, boss.
Hi. And then Wayne TBT and yourself, yep. Mr. Yannick.
Yeah, I'm here.
So not many in the chat room. I mean, you know, please do come along and join us on a Friday night. It makes the show a little bit more interesting. Not that it's not. God, please. Oh, jeez. Shut up, Lorraine. Your turn.
My turn? My turn to do what? Sorry. I think it's time to play more music, isn't it?
Yeah, let me go get that foot out of my mouth. Okay. Now, this is a band that's been played several times before, quite a few times, and this is Barefoot McCoy with The Nighttime Belongs to You.
In summertime, the stars will shine, the church bells always ring true. The ocean tide belongs to the moon, and the nighttime belongs to you. The trees will grow, the streams will flow, the mockingbird sings a tune. The sun belongs to the hot afternoon, and the nighttime belongs to you. Mm-hmm.
fox is out, he roams about. The squirrels climb high for a view. The forest belongs to the rambling raccoon, and the nighttime belongs to you. The bees will buzz, the river floods, grandmother's flowers are in bloom. Old man winter belongs in his tomb, and the nighttime belongs to you. My friends will hide away while the snow passes through. We'll meet again come April or June, when the nighttime belongs to you. Oh, the nighttime belongs to you.
Bumbleshack Clump Clump.
And I'm Bunnelswick Crackathon.
And you're listening to the podcast.
Well, duh. Right, let me try that again. Wow, good starter. Went down well in the chat room.
Yeah.
Mm. There you go. Well, thank you very much indeed for listening and joining us live.
Anyway.
Back to the point. Here we go. You'll like this.
Cool.
And that having been said, I will catch you next week.
Bye.
See ya.
It's the podcast, baby.
What you find? I've been searching for it for such a long, long time. Love comes walking down the street, stop to say hello. All before you know it, love, love.
Take that.
And she just said it. This track was Free by the Chris Barber Band. It all began when Chris took a handful of his songs to a recording studio to track with the studio's house band. The songs took on a new life and just needed to the finishing touches of a female vocalist to share leads and harmonies. Chris found Catherine Cat Volikas and it all came together. I didn't know exactly what I was looking for. I just knew it had to be strong and delicate at the same time, Chris said. Kat took the songs home and worked out some ideas, and when she came back to record, we had direction for the CBB sound. This track was released in 2018 on their album CBB, and you can find a little bit more info about the band on their website, chrisbarberband.com. The links will be in the show notes, of course, over at thebookcast.org /562, so I think something like that.
Well, anyway, something like that, yeah. They'll all be there anyway. Yeah. That was another great track. We're doing really well tonight with tracks.
Yeah, we do.
Before that, oh gosh, sorry. God, was Barefoot McCoy with The Nightmare Belongs to You. And like I said before the track, the bookcast has played Barefoot McCoy quite a few times. But I did do a check, and that track hasn't been featured as yet, at least not in the last 12 months. So I'm hoping I've not just done a boo-boo and played the track again. I don't care. But Barefoot McCoy is an American singer-songwriter and musician. His music is characterized by his deeper personal lyrics and distinctive instrumental work. Barefoot's genre is a unique blend of singer-songwriter, folk rock and acoustic blues that evokes memory of yesterday and sparks hope for tomorrow. You can find more information, and I think more tracks, on barefootmcoy.com.
Nice.
I like the country style. I do like Barefoot. I have a few of their tracks in my little folder. I just love them. They're just, really, really good.
Mm-hmm. So, Lenny, what have you been up to since last time we were on this show? So that's about a year ago, as we said earlier.
Yeah. What have I been up to? Right. Let me think. I got a job.
Yoo-hoo!
Woo-hoo! And then I lost it.
Oh.
Boo. No, I did. I was working for a really company fairly local to us. They were a small family-run thing. And everyone was really, really nice and... It really, you know, it was I enjoyed the job. I loved getting up in the morning, and it went through over Christmas and winter and all the yucky weather. And it wasn't a problem getting up and going out. But unfortunately, due to business kind of dropped off after Christmas, they weren't expecting it. So financially, it just wasn't viable to have me as a fourth person in the office. So unfortunately, I had to leave. So I am on the lookout, but I'm currently recovering from elbow surgery. So I'm enjoying the time off, kind of.
It's a good experience anyway for your CV.
Well, that's it. You know, I've been out of work for so long. It was just nice to be able to update.
Get back in the groove.
Yeah. But other than that, gosh, what have I been doing? Sitting around, watching lots of TV, reading... spending time with the fur babies, my four cats and two dogs, and my nephew moved in, and oh, it's all fun. Nice. What about you? Anyway, I've not seen much of you lately.
It's been quite a long year. I had changes in my personal life and family, which I will not go over. I did buy a 3D printer, and that's a huge part of what I did during the last year. I've learned how to use it, and I did a lot of nice thing, I think. I brushed up on my electronics skills, so now I'm combining those two things together, and I'm building stuff, and I like that. What else? I've lost a cat. She got run over by a car. That's unfortunately what happens in the countryside. You know, the cat was crossing the road and the car didn't see it. So there we go.
Oh, it happens in town too. I have to ask because I will think. How is that beautiful little girl of yours?
Oh, she just turned four about 2 weeks ago.
Oh my god!
Oh, she's she's getting more and more beautiful, if I can say so myself. She's really
well,
cute.
Well, I mean, it doesn't seem like 5 minutes ago that you told us that your wife was pregnant.
No.
Oh, I can't believe that. It's like, oh, it's so cute.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah, she's...
The pictures that you post on your private is, oh my God, she is adorable.
Yeah, she's yes. really cute.
I bet she takes after her dad, though. I bet she's got an
really?
Attitude. She's got that attitude.
Yeah, she's got... She's unfortunately, she's got my sense of humor.
Oh my God. I feel sorry for a mother.
Yeah, me too. And, well, that's pretty much... what happened during this last year? I've been on Hacker Public Radio. I've done some episodes for that, and that's pretty much it.
Have you done any Utopia Radio for a while?
No, it's been a while since I've done one of those. I had some idea for some other podcast, but. Right now, it's not. It hasn't started yet, so maybe it will.
It will. Yeah. It will. Yeah. Unfortunately, mine kind of slowly died. Open Country at the moment is no more.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. I may pick it up again. But I mean, with the growth of country over here at the moment, it's amazing. I love it. It's just I can just get country music wherever I go. It's brilliant. I mean it's been an interesting 12 months, definitely lots of changes. Mm-hmm. But on to the next 12, and we're starting it off with some more music.
Yeah.
Should we go that way?
Go.
Right, okay. Let me see. Right, this is Jill Zimmerman with Show Me.
Show me who you are.
There is nothing better when you're enjoying the sun than listening to some great independent and Creative Commons music like Kendra Springer. But the question is, where is the best place to find some? Why not try The Bookcast? It's an award-winning podcast hosted by Caroline and Dave Lee and recorded live on Friday nights at 9:30 p.m. UK time over at thebookcast.org/live with a live audience in the chat room. So come along and join us on Fridays, or if you can't make that, why not subscribe to the podcast and listen on the go? Just add thebookcast.org/feed to your favourite podcatcher and you won't miss an episode. Motivica?
Yeah, here we go. That was not ready. So that was Jack Linton with Lights Down on Denver. When not writing in the home studio, Zach is out performing live. Having played many iconic venues, including Jerry Lee Lewis's Bar and B.B. King's Beale Street, you can usually find Zach at home in Western Australia, touring the state. Zach's also had over a million hits on Jamendo and got given the crown of Best Newcomer for 2015 with single Maybe I'm in Love. This track, Lights Down on Denver, was released as a single in 2018, and you can find more about Zach on his website, zachlinton.com.
Oh, sorry.
So professional.
We just kind of gone crazy. I'm sorry. It's one of those nights.
Yeah.
Before that was Jill Zimmerman with Show Me, and that's from her Earthbound album released in 2013. Now, Dave and Caroline have played Jill Zimmerman a few times before, but she hasn't actually been played on the show since episode 402. So I thought I would rectify that and play that track. And the blurb is, have you ever heard the sunrise? Have you ever held the concept of your own life in your hand? Have you ever felt simultaneously the sum total of all existing happiness and the sum total of all existing sadness? Of course not. Nobody has, but we've come close. The evidence is the music of one Jill Zimmerman. Her songs are real. Take an average song you hear on the radio, strip off the layers of nonsense, remove the unnecessary production, get rid of the fabricated reality and insincerity laced within the words and the melody, replace these elements with real, honest-to-goodness truth. Then add some soul. I'm not talking about the musical genre. I'm talking about the part of a person that makes them real. A discussion of genres and history is not relevant at this point. When you listen to this music, these things become less important. That's a quote from, I think it's F.P. Woods. I couldn't find, it was on the website, I couldn't find where it's come from, where it was said. But Jill's albums, Earthbound, Souls to Fuse, and Piercing Studio Sessions are available to stream or download for free over on Jamendo. If you like what you hear, send a note, tell a friend, or come and say hi at a live show. You can find more information at jillzimmermanmusic.com. The links will be in the show notes. You know the rule. You know the routine.
TheBecast.org.
Oh, man.
Wow.
That
was the penultimate pair of tracks, I think.
Yes, it was. We've got one left. Thank God, everybody says. But I'm going to have to end on a sad note. I'm sorry. As you know, Yannick, and as a lot of us are, we're all geeks. We're like our sci-fi Trek. Mm-hmm. We're Star Trekkies and Star Wars fans and Avengers, Marvel fans. Peter Mayhew, who was the beloved Chewbacca in Star Wars, unfortunately passed away on Tuesday, on the 30th of April, at his home in Texas. He was in, I think it was 5 of the films. And, you know, I mean, Chewbacca was part of the heart of the show, of the films, you know, and it's like, I know he hadn't played Chewbacca for a couple of movies. I think somebody else took over for the last one, I can't remember what it was called. But yeah, it's a shame. Our Chewie's gone.
Oh.
So may the force be with you, Peter.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was, you know, it was one of those things. It kind of touched me when I heard it this morning. So, Oz, that's rude. Oz, it's not very nice, Oz. They asked him if they put him to sleep.
Oh. Well, it's not nice. Let's finish this show on a lighter mood with a little bit of housekeeping.
Yes, housekeeping. Go on, sorry. Yeah.
So we've got three topics. We've got the British Podcast Awards, Listener's Choice Award. So you can vote for the podcast. Voting closes on Wednesday, May 15th.
Yes, 2 weeks.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
And you can find the link to vote over at thepodcast.org/BPA.
Mm-hmm. And then on Saturday, the 27th of July, from 6 o'clock in the evening at the State Bar on Holland Street in Glasgow, is the Podcrawl Glasgow 2019. I think Kevi is arranging that.
Yeah.
Sorry, hold on one sec. If you go to thebookcast.org/podcrawl, I'm sure the information's all the way over there.
Yep. And finally, in October the 19th and 20th in Manchester, will be Occam 2019, and we will all be there.
Yay! It'll be my first one. But it's in Manchester, which is like just up the road, and you guys are all going to come over.
Yep.
So it's like, how could I not turn up at least for half an hour? You know what I mean? But I'll be there, probably there for the whole day on Saturday. May get out there on Sunday, but...
I'll be there from Friday evening to Monday morning.
Yay. Dave and Caroline are definitely... Oh, I'm assuming they're all going to be there.
Yeah.
Dave, Caroline and the kids, so... It's going to be cool.
Cool, yeah. We're going to try to do what we tried last year, but that didn't work out. That's while Dave and Caroline will be in the Backcast Towers on the Friday night, we'll try to do a live connection using the Backcast satellite network and
cut it. There are plans afoot, just put it that way.
Oh, my God.
Can I just say?
Yeah, you can.
You've played 3 awesome bumpers.
Thank you.
All created, might I ask, by the awesome Jingle Factory.
Yes.
That's myself, Yannick, and one of our other podcast friends, Jonathan. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Sometimes they get boring to listen to.
Yeah.
As awesome as they are, I'd like to hear more. You know, you and me, we can spend ages making a bumper, or 10 minutes, as most of them usually to be. But, you know, for me, I'm a complete novice when it comes to audio editing and things like that. But the Budcast Summer one that you played before, I think it took me a couple of hours to do, basically. And I did it all by myself. I used Audacity and I put it all together. So it is so easy. If you get the right software, it's so easy and it takes... It's easy, you know, it's like minutes. Quick one on your phone, just send it over to Dave. It doesn't need to be that elaborate. It can be anything.
Yeah.
But bumpers, he'll, you know. The more he's got, the better.
True. And the less of us you can hear.
Yes, the less of us you get to hear. We've been all over this show tonight and we've not finished yet.
Yeah, we forgot the link for Occam, which is obviously occam.org, so... The tickets are not on sale yet, but they will be very soon. And you can pay what you want for a comp, even if you don't want to pay, you can get free tickets.
Woo!
And then spend like £20 on the raffle tickets and then buy t-shirts and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like that.
There's been a lot of planning and whatnot going into it. So more than this show, put it that way.
Next week, the Budcast episode 563 will be broadcast live from the Budcast chat room at thebudcast.org/live at 9:30-ish p.m. UK time on Friday the 10th of May.
Yep.
And hopefully,
David Caroline should be back.
Yeah, hopefully
I might let them out of the dark room by then.
Yeah.
Just getting my cat off my keyboard. So yeah, it's been fun.
It's been
we
fun.
Really need to do this more often, Yannick, than
yes.
you and me.
Yes.
We do enjoy this. If you have any feedback, please go to the website, and we could have done that while we've been listening to music.
Yeah, we could.
send us an email. We're on Telegram. The links are all on. They're all on the website over at thebudcast.org. I'm really sorry. We really didn't think of that when we were prepping. We didn't think about getting contact information. Please drop us a line. Please come and join us in the chat room. Hashtag thebudcast on IRC.
On Freenode.
On Freenode. Yes, sorry. It's always fun. And like I say, it does actually make the show a little more interesting because you get the instant feedback on the discussions that Dave and Caroline do. And sometimes, obviously, the discussions can get a little bit... what's the word? Intense?
Yeah.
Maybe. So, yeah, a bit of feedback and, you know, input from the listeners in the chat room. It helps. It does help. Also, Trust me, I wish I had more tonight, but we haven't.
Also, if you want to suggest tracks or topics, you can go to thebeckers.org/suggest. And I believe the email is feedback@thebeckers.org.
That sounds right. Very, very sorry.
I'm mixing up emails and URLs. Oh gosh! Yeah, it's time we end this show.
There is a Facebook page. There's a Twitter page. Yeah. They're all on there. They're all listed. Drop us a note one way or another. You can even tell us how boring and horrible this show was. but yeah, it's okay. Been absolutely brilliant to be here with you again, Dave. Dave. Oh my! That's because I just looked down. The screen and he sent a message on Telegram.
It is really, really time we end up this show.
Yeah, it's getting late too, so yeah. It's time we
thank
went
you
off
once again, Dave and Caroline, for letting us taking over. A real pleasure to be there. And I think it's last track time now.
Yes, and it's me.
Yes, yeah, yours.
This is a pop punk band from Moscow. I couldn't actually find a lot of information. There is a Facebook page and a SoundCloud page and a Bandcamp page, and the music is on Spotify. But other than that, I didn't really. There's no website or anything. But this is Carrying Goodness with Brothers. Now, the only information I could find were the band members' names. And as the Russian, I don't particularly want to try and pronounce them. But I'll give it a go. On lead vocal and guitar, you have Alex Komchik. On bass and vocal, you have Alex Gregorio. And on guitar and vocal, you have Kirill Lepeshkin. That wasn't too bad.
No,
this is a track from their 2019 album, For a Rainy Day, and this is Brothers, and we will see you next week.
No, we won't.
David Caroline will see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Feeling everyone and breathing all the way I want. The Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline, along with the other listeners, in the live chat room to join in the fun.
Shut up!
You've been listening to a member of the Other Side Podcast Network. Find more about our show... Ugh.